follows along the lines of other Farm Bill programs in that it's a voluntary risk management tool designed to provide a safety net when, in this case, the difference between the national price of milk and the national price of feed triggers a certain margin selected by the producer. So when that happens, the safety net kicks in and the MPP program provides a little bit of financial assistance.
Now, the margin protection program gives participating dairy producers the flexibility to select coverage levels best suited for their operation. Enrollment began July 1st and ends on September 30th for coverage in calendar year 2017. Participating farmers will remain in the program through 2018 and pay a $100 administrative fee each year. Now, that fee provides basic catastrophic protection that covers 90% of milk production at a $4 margin coverage level. For additional premiums, operations can protect 25 to 90% of production history with margin coverage levels from $4.50 to $8.50 increments. Once enrolled, dairy operations are required to participate through 2018 by making coverage elections each year. But producers do have the options of selecting a different coverage level during open enrollment each year. So Dolcini urges producers to get signed up for 2017.
Dairies that are interested in learning more about the Margin Protection Program should certainly call their local FSA County office. They can also visit our website, which is fsa.usda.gov, and there are a variety of fact sheets and other helpful tools that will educate folks more both about the Margin Protection Program as well as a variety of other FSA programs.
But again, producers can now enroll for 2017 coverage in the Margin Protection Program for dairy. For more information, contact your local FSA office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast, AgNet.